You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Fridays with your boys in the morning means No Filter Friday, where we open up the phones and we let you call in and chat with us about anything. Now, one thing that we did want to talk about is I may have been a bit harsh, maybe, on the whole thing about the coffee tables that are on hinges and the top of the coffee table will rise up to your chin so you can shovel food in without having to lean over the coffee table.
Mashed potatoes. Yum.
So we said change our minds on this, and Stephanie is taking that challenge. Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So I'm ready for you to change our minds.
I'm like dying laughing right now. So I'm not actually like going to change your minds about the eating on them thing. Cause it's they're too high. Anyway, we bought our coffee table not knowing that it lifted up. Like it was closed at the showroom. And it came fully put together and like fully assembled. And so like, I had no idea until I tried to move it one day. But I will say,
that's funny.
They make for the best place to play board games and like do puzzles. Because if you have like a group of people over, everybody can reach it without having to
like lean over, and then your back is hurting by the end of the night. You know, you're all hunched over.
Crap.
Well, we're huge board game people, so it makes like there's so much storage for like board games and.
That's pretty
and
good.
And
I think you might have shifted us.
You definitely shifted me because I'm a jigsaw puzzle fanatic. Always have
me
one
too.
Going, and there's one going right now. It's on the dining room table. And when you said jigsaw puzzle, to raise that sucker up.
It's pretty good. You get eye level with it.
Yeah, because then you can binge watch like your crappy TV shows and also do your puzzle at the same time. It's pretty great.
That's pretty legit, Steph. That's good. I love how. What was your reaction though when you found out? You're like, oh my gosh, this thing raises in the air.
Well, I thought I broke it. I thought I pulled the top off, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then I realized it was on hinges, and I was like, huh. Well, it's been more than 3 months. I can't send it back, and so I guess we'll live with it.
Might as well roll with it.
That's pretty funny that you found out by accident. You could have had that thing for years until somebody pointed it out.
Right. Well, because they brought it in and put it where I asked them to put it, and I didn't need to move it, and so I needed to move it.
You know, with those tables, the thing as a parent with, you know, young kids, I mean, they're a little older now, but, they seem so dangerous. Yes, for like a kid with their hand in there or just even leaning over it and crushing them as it comes down.
Well, they're not soft clothes at all. Yeah, they're very...
They're a harsh close.
But before we send you merrily on your way, I am going to ask you one very pointed question, though, and I want you to be honest.
Okay.
Have you used it for the eating situation where you bring the food up right to your chin?
Oh, yeah, one time, because it's horrible.
It's too close.
It's so horrible.
Your food is too close?
Yeah, it's like it's too close, and our couch is also like... pretty soft, so you like kind of sink in at like an awkward angle when you're trying to eat.
So the food is up over your head.
Yeah, so I'm kind of with you on the like.
That's hilarious.
Eating at it is just yucky, but
I have the visual of like a little old man when he's driving a car, you know, and his hands are way up here, and then that's you on your couch.
All you see is the top of his hat.
You look over and you see Stephanie's little hands up there trying to get the popcorn off the table.
I mean, it's not that high, but yes.
That's funny.
That's pretty good.
Stephanie, you kind of made my day. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Yeah. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Steph.
You too. We asked. She answered.
Hey, there we go.
For you, games. For me, puzzles.
Perfect.
Hello, Kathy. Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh,
we're good.
So good.
It's a good day.
Kidding? What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I hope so. I just haven't figured it out yet.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Oh, there you go. Well, a couple of things. Earlier today, you were talking about microwaves. I'm a coverer in the microwave for sure. And I just have two words for you: paper plate. It's not going to be falling in your soup. It's paper plate. You can use it once or twice. Toss it. Put a new paper plate in there.
Whoa, Kathy.
I know.
Kathy, changing lives today.
Pro tip.
Yeah, because I was complaining about the paper towel because it sinks into your food and gets soggy, and then you have pieces of paper towel in your lasagna.
Which is gross.
It's so gross.
So paper plates are your answer.
Yeah. That's so good.
It's brilliant. I know.
You know what, though? You're still not going to convert me. I'm still not going to cover my food.
Why not? She just gave you the perfect answer.
I don't have time for that.
You don't have time.
I don't have time. Food's going in the microwave. I'm starting it, and then I'm eating. I don't have time to shuffle around
the microwave really fast, Jeremy.
Clean it?
Yeah.
The sponge. It's the sponge trick.
It's going to go everywhere.
The sponge trick.
Yeah, it's faster to put a paper plate over.
I've watched Nicole clean the.
I've
watched Nicole clean the microwave after I'm done, so I've seen the sponge trick. You know what? It's payback for her leaving all the used tissues in the door, in the side of her door in the car that I end up cleaning out when I clean the cars.
Is that what your marriage is?
It's a little tit for tat.
A bunch of paybacks. Is that what
it
is?
It's tit for tat is what it is. That is marriage in a nutshell.
Wow.
I may not be able to argue with them, actually. Yeah.
What else, Kathy? What else? You had two things?
Anything else on your mind?
I did, actually, and this is a callback to an earlier show from I don't know how many months or years ago, but you can fold fitted sheets. I'm a fitted sheet folder, and it's more of a visual, so I can't really talk about it on the air, but you put the pockets in each other and just fold it. Fold it in half, put your hands in the pockets, and then put the next pocket on top of it, and then fold it again and put
all four pockets on one hand. So you're just continuously rolling it into itself, more or less, right?
Not rolling. You fold it in half, and now you've got the pockets on top of each other. You're going to slip the pocket inside, one inside the other.
So they're like spooning with each other.
Yes, and then you're going to fold it again, so now all four pockets are there. Same thing. You're going to tuck all the pockets together.
So what do you end up with? How big's the end result?
This, about the same as the fitted sheet, just a little thicker. Because once they're all there, as you can imagine, the pocket side's a little thicker. But you just fold that in on thirds and then fold it over in thirds. It's a beautiful thing.
Kathy, why?
I don't care if it's not neat.
Why?
I mean, I fold it and it looks like a mess.
The fitted sheet can be scrunched into a ball and shoved into your linen closet. It's the bottom sheet.
Or you can have one set of sheets that you have to put it right back on.
Okay, so
Bingo.
Here's a question for it. Yeah, well, that's me. I mean, I only have one set of sheets for my bed. I do. And then each week when it's laundry day, I just take it off, wash it, dry it, put it back on. So I don't have a backup for it. But here's my question. For you, Kathy, do you have one of those adjustable beds?
I do not, but the adjustable coffee table was cracking me up with Stephanie, not knowing that she owned one.
Yeah, I know. That was funny. But my question then for Jeremy, because he has an adjustable bed, is the sheet constantly pops off. And I have a large enough sheet for
deep
the
well
bed.
Deep well sheets. You got to buy
deep
well.
It is a deep
wheel.
Well,
deep
but
well.
It is, and it still pops off.
Really? You
yeah,
got
because,
cheap elastic on there or something.
No, I think because I'm adjusting more than most people would. But
hey, let's get real sexy here. Don't you know that they have those clips then that you can clip underneath the corners of your bed that clip the sheets down?
It's bed garters.
Is that what they're called, a bed garter?
That's what they
this
look
show
like.
Just got real sexy. So
wait a minute, where does that go?
On each corner of your bed. So
but
it goes underneath.
Bed?
And they got little clips. So you clip on one corner, it goes under the corner of the bed and then clips up on the other side on the other corner of the sheet. You're going to have to
it's
there's
like
a YouTube.
Strap that goes all the way across.
Yeah, underneath kind of.
Yeah, but underneath, but it has to be a long strap.
No, it doesn't go from left to right side. It's just the corners. It hooks under. Those are the ones I've seen.
But I know, but the corners, you're going to have to stretch it either across or down to the foot. Which way are you going?
Nobody cares.
Top left corner.
Of the isosceles triangle.
There, it's an angle in each corner underneath. You're going to have to get onto the YouTube. And check it out.
I want to know what you're snapping it to.
It's just
Kathy, don't act like you understand what he's saying.
You're snapping
you know
it to
don't.
The sheets. You're snapping it to the sheets. And the elastic is holding it against the bottom of the mattress. which is it holding it down, basically.
Oh, I think I see what you're saying.
It's kind of, it's hard to explain.
Listen, Kathy, you should get out of here while you can. Treat this like a house fire. Get down on all fours and crawl out right now, okay?
Well, I need coffee anyway. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, get out of here. Bye, Kathy.